I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Willie asked Nick Frazier to play Meet the Mets in reverse, and he did it in only a few minutes' time.
Thank you, Nick.
This is why Nick is the best in the business. But on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
We need a redo. We need to start over.
Yes. On our phone line is ESPN NFL Nation, Titans reporter, and noted Mets fan, Teron Davenport. And Teron, as soon as I said your name to tease you in the previous segment, the Braves hit a two-run home run, to which Willie told me that I guess there's some sort of jinx when you're on the air when the Mets are playing. Is that right?
Well, you know what? I tell you what, I heard that music and I was about to hang up. You know, so that's a good way to get me to reach the deal to do these segments. So keep at it, Nick. I will brief you.
I didn't do it, TD. It was requested. Okay,
I requested it, TD. Felt like we needed to hit the reset button.
Take it out on Willie if you have any
we
issues.
We need to change the energy. Change the energy around.
Nick was only doing Willie's bidding. So, Teron, you're in Miami for tonight's game between the Titans and Dolphins. You were in the locker room all last week. I know the players were talking about the importance of this game heading into the bye week, avoiding an 0-4 start. How would you describe the general mood inside the locker room last week heading into today's game?
Yeah, there's no panic. Nobody is sitting there saying the season is over. Everybody understands there's a lot more games for them, but they do look at this week as some sense of urgency, whereas they feel getting this win, going into the bye, it could help launch them. In fact, those are the exact words that Calvin Ridley used. So while it's still early, they understand that this game is an important one to pull out, and it's going to be tough because, you know, both sides are missing some players, and we'll see what happens with, you know, Sneed. Jeffrey Simmons, I highly doubt. He's not playing. I don't think it's likely that he plays, so that's going to be a problem. But, you know, they understand the seriousness, the sense of urgency, that's for sure.
You mentioned Jeffrey Simmons listed as doubtful with an elbow injury, which seemed to, at least to me, come out of nowhere. What more can you tell us about when Simmons could have suffered this injury, and how do the Titans intend to make up for his absence if he indeed does not play this evening?
Well, it happened sometime during the last game. He was listed as, he was said to be day-to-day when we spoke to Brian Callahan on Monday. And then Simmons was out there on Wednesday, but he had a brace on. He didn't practice Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I didn't think it was going to be that severe on Thursday because he spoke. So usually guys, you know, who are dealing with a major injury, something that had to keep them out, they don't speak. So it just kind of intensified Friday when we were in there. He had this big brace on there. It was almost like a full-arm brace, you know, to support the elbow. So I don't think he plays. I would like to say I'll be very, very surprised if he does play, judging from what I've heard.
We'll talk with Teron Davenport. He's in South Florida right now, covering the Tennessee Titans and the Miami Dolphins tonight on Monday Night Football. Now, TD, has there been any talk this week with talking with Brian Callahan about potentially being more run heavy? Because they have had some success at running the football, but it seems like, you know, if you look at the numbers, they are more heavy pass than they are run. So do you think this is a game where they sort of lean on the running game to help out the quarterback?
You know, it's funny you mention that because that's something I asked Nick Holtz about, as well as Brian Callahan. Just the league overall has adopted a tendency to run the football a little bit more. And it's just one of the things I love about football is it tends to correct itself. And so you see all these two high looks. Okay, you're going to go light in the box. We're going to run the ball. And that's what teams are starting to do. And, you know, I asked Brian Callahan about that trend, and he acknowledged it, and he said it's smart. And, you know, he didn't say that that's what they were going to do, but I would imagine it's a – look, this stadium, I almost called it Joe Robbie and show our age. This stadium is one that can get – like, it could get rocking, you know, if things go right. And one of the ways, as we always say, is run the football. That's how you can take the crowd out. So it would be wise for them to do it. There hasn't been any particular talk of it, though.
Yeah, you're right. Now, look at their injuries on the defensive side of the ball. You just mentioned Jeffrey Simmons and him being doubtful. And then you look at Legarius Sneed, him being questionable, going up against this fast receiving core in the Miami Dolphins. Where do you think they go if Sneed can't be as effective, or there's still sort of that question whether, because this is the worst game for him to have sort of a hamstring issue. Man, you got to run around with these guys, and the last thing you want to do is put him out there and him really severely injure the hamstring, and now you got him gone for not just one game but possibly 2-3 games. So what is the shuffling of the cornerback position looking like if indeed he can't be himself, he can't be 100%?
Yeah, well, it's going to end up – I would say McCreary will remain at nickel. And they've used Daryl Baker as well as Jarvis Brownlee Jr., who grew up right here. You know, they used those guys last week, and McCreary remained outside – or inside, rather. So I would say that they got called on Jesus, man. That's really what it boils down to, because – This is going to be tough. You know, this is the whole reason why you look at a Legarius Sneed. I mean, you know, he 4.37 at the combine. So not only is he physical, but he's fast. You know, and you need his speed this week. So, yeah, it's going to be tough for them. And then not only that, when you have a guy like Sneed, you don't have to – look, you still want help over top. You don't always have to have so much help over top. And this team, they like to run the football, right? And up front, they're doing all this crazy stuff and make your eyes go right. And they're running left. And then, you know, they're hitting the edges. And there's a lot that they do. So you want to be able to defend a run in the pass. So they're going to be in trouble if they don't have Sneed. But I would say a mixture of Daryl Baker and Jarvis Brownlee on the outside.
Talking to Teron Davenport. And Teron, you know, as you're talking about this, with the bye week coming up, I was gonna ask you your temperature for something we brought up earlier, and that is trading DeAndre Hopkins, especially with the white-hot topic now of a Chiefs team trying to do something that nobody's ever done in three-peat. They've got serious issues at wide receiver. From afar, it looks like DeAndre Hopkins would be a fit for any team, but especially a team like that. Regardless of whether they win this game or not, do you think that could end up going somewhere?
I mean, in theory, it makes sense, right? It really does, but I don't know that they deal D-Hop, right? And you got to look at what that signifies to the rest of the guys on the roster. And he's just coming off, you know, his best game, so the timing is really good, I'll say that. But I don't know that they deal him. I tell you, you know, Traylon Burks is somebody that I could see them part ways, and then you slip Nick Westbrook McKinney in that, like, 3B receiver role that Burks has kind of had. So that's what I would look at if I was them.
As far as the belief, I you know, and what the message it sends to the locker room, I do think that they are at a really interesting point in a brand-new regime, right? You got a new coach, second-year GM, and that is – You start to get this sway of, if things aren't going well, people look for more reasons to pile on. We just talked about the example of all these guys on the Chargers showing up and contributing in a big game against the Chiefs, like Tyrann Tart and all that. And I think if you clear out the noise, I think they've made sound decisions, and those things shouldn't matter. But you know how it goes, right? When you're under the microscope the way this team is and you're sitting at 0-3, people start piling on with stuff like that. Especially, another example, of course, is Derrick Henry in front of the huge national audience last night going to town.
Man, Derrick Henry hit 21 miles per hour last night.
Yeah, he's not slowing down.
Same old Derrick, you know. But, yeah, I mean, the pile on could definitely happen, and we've already seen it, right? You know, you see Christian Fulton get an interception. You see, you know, Bud Dupree force fumble, Elijah Molden recover one, Tierre Tart. You know, these guys are across the board doing stuff, and it could pile on. And, you know, what people have to understand is that was a different coaching staff, you know. Those players didn't get a chance to work with this staff. Not to say that it would have done worse or better, but you got to remember that and go apples to apples. And, you know, that's not what you're doing when you're looking at those things.
Give me your observation how you feel like Will Levis has handled all of the heat with all of this atmosphere that we're talking about. You just wonder how he can respond. What have you seen this week?
Yeah, I think he's handled it well. He got up there and he spoke with confidence. He answered different questions about things. And, you know, I think he continues to just put his head down and work. And that's really, you know, the main thing. And he's not tense. He took some time and he was joking with Stan Phelan from A to Z, you know, about him being on Survivor. And he stood and talked to him and Teresa Walker and Easton Freeze and some of the other guys for like 10 minutes in the locker room, right? You know, so that tells me that he's not overly tense, because usually when guys are tense, the last people they're going to speak to is the media. You know what I mean? So that's a good indication there. I think everything's fine.
Now, TD, do you think they, because, listen, the tight ends don't have a lot of catches, but they have made plays when the ball has come their way. And then also a guy like Jackson, who's just your kickoff returner. If this game doesn't seem to be going the way that the Titans want it to go, do you think they, one, use Jackson in some capacity this game? Because I just think what he has, they can use. They just got to find a way to use it. And then involve the tight ends a lot more in what they're doing.
Yeah, I think you definitely look to involve the tight ends, you know, especially David Long Jr. You know, he's very likely to not play with a hamstring, you know. So definitely if you get those matchups, you want to go to that. So that's something. Jaquan Jackson is just, he's interesting. I think that you got to look at a way to get the ball in his hands. You know, we've already seen what he could do. He catches that slant and, you know, those get some wear shoes. He puts them on. And he gets up out of there. So I wouldn't be opposed to giving him an opportunity. I just don't think it happens. They're still trying to get their main guys to football consistently, you know?
Teron, before we let you go, what sort of changes should we expect to how the Dolphins play offense with Snoop Huntley under center versus Tua Tagovailoa?
I think it's actually going to be very similar. They'll continue to move the pocket, boot, and run stretch and all of that. Raheem Mostert apparently is going to be out, so that's a blow. But, you know, Devin Achane is still – he's still fast, you know. So you got that, and you got Tyreek Hill in there, Waddle, and we go on and on. You know, former Titan, Jonnu Smith, I would imagine they're going to get him involved too. So I think the offense is going to be pretty much the same as it has been.
Teron, it's still 2-0 Atlanta, so nothing bad happened while you were on the air.
I feel like the reset so far, it stabilized things. That's all we can say for now. So, Teron, keep the faith, big guy. Keep the faith.
Yeah, let's,
it's a long day of baseball.
And have good things coming.
Okay.
Teron Davenport, ESPN.
LGM.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter joining us. Teron, thank you. Enjoy the game.
For sure. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Teron Davenport joining us as he does every Monday at 1 o'clock, this time live from South Beach. 615-737-1025. We will react to what Teron had to say, and hopefully things will continue to go the Mets way so Willie doesn't rupture anything over the final 40 minutes of the show. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063, The Game.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.